Following an unusually bitter and raucous debate, the Iraqi parliament has approved a new electoral law that sets the framework for parliamentary elections due to be held in January. The vote follows a last-minute compromise and hours of backroom dealings that kept observers and the parties themselves holding their breath until the final clause-by-clause vote was cast. Iraqi TV reported that going into the vote, further conflict had erupted despite an earlier compromise, but the last-minute dispute was resolved and most parliament members raised their hands to approve the electoral law. The key stumbling block that had legislators feuding for weeks was the complex issue of who would represent the ethnically divided, oil-rich city of Kirkuk. An alliance of Sunni Arab politicians was pushing to divide seats equally in Kirkuk between Arabs, Kurds, and Turkmen, while a Kurdish coalition was pushing to use a 2009 electoral roll reflecting recent growth in the city's Kurdish population. Legislator Salim Jabari of the Sunni Arab Iraqi Islamic Party insisted the compromise fit the circumstances. He says that our side did not get everything that it wanted out of this deal, and we could have held out longer to gain more points, but it seemed like the best deal. Member of Parliament Mohsen Saadun of the Kurdish Alliance also tried to paint a positive picture. He says the vote to approve the electoral law indicates that everyone that participated in this debate has finally succeeded in achieving success, which is in Iraq's national interest. As weeks of logjam threatened to go unresolved, the head of Iraq's electoral committee, Faraj al-Haidari, warned Iraqi politicians that it would become impossible to hold parliamentary elections in January if they did not approve the new electoral law. A lengthy election delay could also have hindered plans by the United States to withdraw its forces from Iraq during the course of 2010. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.